Christians whose hearts are geared to the will of the Lord are regularly in prayer and in the Word. Like Joseph in Egypt, they trust in God and grow in Him and are fruitful even in what we would consider undesirable circumstances. This is the Chapel Platform coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Introducing today's speaker is the late Dr. Bob Jones, Jr. Our speaker today is Dr. Ian Paisley, pastor of Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Dr. Paisley is also excelled by God's grace as a member of Parliament. He delivered this message on Tuesday morning, December 8, 1970, at a chapel service on the university campus. Having lived a long life of depending on the Lord, Dr. Paisley has learned a great dependence upon the Lord that brought him through great suffering for the defense of the faith revealed in the Bible. Yet, through God's grace, he has been fruitful. That is the goal, to be fruitful in Christ and by His grace. Let us continue to grow in God through prayer and reading of His Word as we serve Him. Our hearts need to be geared to service for God. Let's start out with Dr. Paisley as he first refers to Genesis chapter 49 for background scripture. Then turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 through 7 for his primary text. Dr. Paisley's heartfelt message is titled, Add to Your Faith.
We're going to have a message from Dr. Ian Paisley. He doesn't need any introduction. I shouldn't even waste the time giving you his name. But I don't often get an opportunity to introduce a man who's a member of two parliaments, and I rather enjoy the privilege. By the way, I'm glad to be home, too. I appreciate your prayers for me while I was gone. And I know you're disappointed not to hear me speak today. I can just feel the waves of disappointment coming up here. But don't worry, I'll be around for a few days. But I'm so glad the Reverend Ian Paisley, D.D., M.P., M.P. I don't know exactly what you do when it's two M.P.s, but he's a member of the House of Commons, and he's a member of the Stormont Parliament of Ulster. God's man for this hour in Britain. So glad Dr. Paisley is here. He's an old friend. You know him. Honorary alumnus of Bob Jones University, the only man we ever conferred an honorary degree on while he was in jail.
I'd like to say how happy I am to be here and of this opportunity of ministering from God's Word to you. The last time I was here, I was an ex-jailbird. And Captain Terence O'Neill was the Prime Minister of our land. I am now the MP for his constituency. He is gone, thank God, and forever. So the Lord blesses jailbirds, provided you go into jail for the right thing. And I am happy, too, to be a member of the Mother of Parliaments at Westminster. God has been very gracious to us. But I am, of course, not a politician. I am a Protestant. And as a Protestant, I am in Parliament. The Pope knows all about that. Now, we're turning to the 49th chapter of Genesis. The book of Genesis at the chapter 49. I want to read a few verses with you from this great portion of the Scriptures. Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel, your father. Turning to verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd the stone of Israel, even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with the blessings of the heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. And God shall stamp with his own divine seal of approval this reading from the infallible book. This portion of Scripture rises upon a dramatic scene. Old Jacob has come to the end of life's journey. He sits upon the edge of his deathbed, and he calls his sons around him. And we read that he calls them together that they might know that which shall befall you in the last day. The husband, the father, the patriarch turns prophet on his deathbed and reveals things which are to come. I want you to specially notice the great blessings and the great anticipation of blessing for his favorite son, Joseph. If you look with me at verse 22, you have a majestic designation of Joseph. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. One of the most intriguing and one of the most interesting characters in the Old Testament Scriptures is Joseph. If you turn with me to the 30th chapter of Genesis, you will find the meaning of his name. Verse 24 of Genesis 30. And she called his name Joseph, and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And if you have a marginal reference Bible, you will find that the meaning of Joseph is adding. Adding. I wonder, are you aware that you find the life story of Joseph, the biography of Joseph, over in 2 Peter? And if you turn with me, you will find the whole summary of Joseph's life in 2 Peter. Now keep in mind that Jacob said of Joseph, Joseph is a fruitful bough. Now turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. And listen to these words. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Joseph is a fruitful bough. Now if these things are in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. What things? Look at verse 5. And here you have the secret and the exposition of Joseph's name. Joseph means adding, giving all diligence. 2 Peter 1 and verse 5, add to your faith. The foundation of Joseph's testimony was faith. The foundation of the Christian life is saving faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at it carefully. Add to your faith virtue. Now turn back with me to the book of Genesis, and you will discover in chapter 37 of this book that Joseph added to his faith virtue. In chapter 37 and verse 2, he was with his brethren. They indulged in evil practices. They didn't live according to the commandments. And Joseph dissociated himself from the evil conduct of his brethren and reported their evil conduct to his father. He was adding to his faith virtue. Now the next thing that we read, we have to add to our faith virtue and to our virtue knowledge. Turn again to Genesis chapter 37. And there you find that young Joseph adds to his virtue knowledge. He has the dreams of knowledge. God gives him wisdom of the future. The sheep standing in the field, the other sheaves doing obeisance to it. The sun, moon, and the 11 stars bowing themselves in homage to Joseph. Joseph is adding to his faith virtue and to his virtue knowledge. And then look again, and you will discover that after knowledge comes temperance. His brethren hated him because of his dreams, because of his knowledge. He was brought down into Egypt. He was sold into the house of Potiphar. And Potiphar's wife put her eye of lust upon him. She sought to seduce him, but he fled from her presence, for he added to his knowledge temperance. I want you to see, young people today, that these are the characteristics which will make us fruitful boughs. That in the midst of this purge, missive and adulterous generation, we as the people of God have to add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. But look again, we have to add to our temperance patience. And Joseph was put into prison. And you remember the butler and the baker of Pharaoh were in the same prison. And he spoke favorably to them. He interpreted their dreams. But the butler forgot altogether about them. And for 2 more years, he lay in the prison cell. And the psalmist tells us the iron went into his soul. But he added to his temperance patience. And then we are to add to our patience godliness. Now you turn with me to Genesis 41. Joseph comes out of prison. His patience. He comes out of prison. His patience is rewarded. And Pharaoh says in Genesis 41 and in verse 38, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. Yes, he has added to his patience godliness. Come again. We have to add to our godliness brotherly kindness. Do you remember his brethren came down into Egypt in the year of the famine? The man that had sold him to imprisonment and to the tyranny of the jail and of the prison of Egypt. And what did he do? In Genesis 45 and 15, he fell upon their necks and he kissed them. He added to his godliness brotherly kindness. And then after their father died, they thought that Joseph might revenge himself upon them. But in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 21, he added to his brotherly kindness, love, or charity. Now these are the things that must be in us as the people of God. Joseph is a fruitful bud. It is the will of God for each one of us to be fruitful in the service of Jesus Christ. But you look again with me at that great portion in Genesis, and you will find that the fruitful bough is described as a bough by a well. This well speaks to me of the Word of God, the provision for God's people. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. If you want to be fruitful in the service of Jesus Christ, you must have your heart geared to the Word of the living God. This book is God's special, infallible revelation to man. In this book is all the omnipotence of heaven and all the power of God in concentration. And if you're going to be fruitful, you must abide by the Word of God. There can be no power by breaking the commandments of God. There can be no power in violation of the plain statements of the Holy Book. But look at it again. It is a bough by a well, but around the well there is a wall. This wall speaks to me of God's protection. God protects His servant in the field of His labor. And God has a field of service for each one of us. And that particular service and that particular field is a field that we must cultivate for the Master. But I want you to notice that when a person is a fruitful bough, he not only fills his own particular vineyard with blessing, but his branches run over the wall. Who can limit the extent of a ministry that bears upon it the blessing of God the Holy Ghost? The branches run over the wall. And thank God the branches of this great university have run over the wall. And to the ends of the earth its influence has been felt, and its power for good and for God has reached to the ends of the earth. No one can stay the hand of God's man when God's hand is upon him. So much for this majestic designation of Joseph. Let's look at verse 23. Here we have the satanic opposition. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hit at him. When I was a young preacher, of course I'm still young, I can't help like looking like 25. That's not my fault. But I used to think that if I went round the country winning souls for the Lord, everybody would pat me on the back and say what a great person I was. I was soon disillusioned. I found that the more souls I won to Christ and the more I exalted the Lord Jesus Christ, the more enemies I would beget. My friend, if God blesses you, Satan will attack you. And the attack on Joseph came from his brethren. You look down with me at verse 26. The blessing is on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Your own brethren around you will not understand you if you go 100% for Jesus Christ. Your own brethren will misunderstand you. They'll not understand why you refuse to bend against the tides of so-called evangelicalism of our day. Emphasis on the jelly, for they're as weak as jelly. Let me tell you, my friend, you'll be misunderstood. You're going to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll know all the fury of satanic opposition. The archers have sorely grieved him. And the man that walks with God will be grieved by the barbed arrows of satanic attack. And those arrows will be directed upon the work that God is blessing. I always tell my church that when we are receiving the fiercest onslaughts of the devil, we can be sure of God's blessing. And when a work is being attacked on all sides and from all quarters by every cunning plan and device hatched in the pit of hell, you will know that that's a work that God has set a seal upon. Let me say that he was grieved. And many of us are grieved in our battles because of the attitude of our brethren. Those that should be with us in the fight, but instead of being with us, they are against us. And they shot at him. He became the target for the onslaught of the enemy. But he's a fruitful bough by a well, surrounded by a wall. And thank God, God puts a hedge around his works and around his people. God has a great plan for the protection of those that stand for his truth in an evil day. Do you remember how Ahab sought after Elijah? He spent his time going from country to country and from place to place to find Elijah, the man of God. But God protected his servant. And although the arrows are shot at us, God shall give us protection. And hated him. And there will be hatred, diabolical hatred, against the work of God and against those that do it in this day. But amidst it all, Joseph is a fruitful bough. Add to your faith virtue. I trust you'll do that. And to your virtue, knowledge, and to your knowledge, temperance, and to your temperance, patience, and to your patience, godliness, and to your godliness, brotherly kindness. And to your brotherly kindness, charity, and of these things be in you and abound, ye shall not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. One last thought, and I must finish. We have here the terrific inspiration that was given to Joseph. His his bow, abode, and strength. I love that verse. He didn't weaken in the conflict. Many people weaken after years of battle. They go slow in the work of God after years of conflict. But this man's bow abode in strength. Why? Because the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Jacob was an archer. If you look at the previous chapter, you'll find he defeated the Amorite by his own bow and sword. He had taught Joseph the secrets of archery. And the father took out his son, and he took the bow, and he put his son's hand upon the bow, and he put his own hand over it. And then he took the arrow from the quiver, and he fitted it to the bowstring. And he made his son take that arrow in his hand, and then he covered his son's hand with his own hand. And then he trimmed the bow, and with his hand covering his son's hand, he taught his son to fire dead on the target. And thank God we shall fire dead on the target when the hands of our arms are made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. God's church will finally triumph, and every power of hell and every enemy of the gospel shall lick the dust of humiliation and defeat. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. May God bless us, and may we be fruitful boughs in his service for Jesus' sake. Let's stand to be dismissed. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy word. Thy word is truth. Write it indelibly upon our hearts. And bless this great university. Bless Dr. Bob, and Dr. Bob III, and every member of the faculty, and every student in this school. And grant that we all may be fruitful boughs like Joseph, adding to our faith virtue and the other great characteristics of a full-grown Christian experience in life. Dismiss us now with thy blessing, and let the power of God be with us today and tomorrow until the day break and the shadows all flee away. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Chapel Platform. If you would like a copy of today's message, just send a check for $5.13 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina. The zip code is 29614. Please mention the speaker, Dr. Ian Paisley, the message titled Add to Your Faith, and also be sure to mention today's date. The Chapel Platform is sponsored by Bob Jones University.